I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, happy Monday. Thanks once again for last Friday. Very, 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 very special. I thank all the friends and clients and listeners and people who called in and tweeted and texted. And it was just one of the best days of my life, and I owe it all to you guys. So, as you guys know, during the 6 o'clock, I usually go to the Google Docs, we call it, because it's a Google Doc, and everyone puts down their ideas, and Rach is usually pretty specific and lots of stories and lots of citations, and Tony's number one is, dreams are weird, aren't they? I can't not start there.
So I woke up, and I had to write, and I wrote this down so I wouldn't forget it, because I knew, obviously, you forget dreams, right? So I had to write this down so I wouldn't forget how absolutely bizarre this dream that I had was. And the thing was, is there was nothing weird about the dream. Like, in the dream, everything was normal. But looking back at it, it made no sense whatsoever. So here we go. So I had to find my notes. So I was at my grandma's house, who's been dead for 15 years, and a delivery guy came to the door, and I said, I'll get up and get the package and sign for you, grandma, so you don't have to stand up. So I get up, I sign for this package. He's like indicating, like, you need to put reason for pickup on the reason for pickup line. And I'm like, okay, that makes sense. It was just normal and natural. And then my cousin, who I barely know because he lives in a different state, walks in behind me, says, hi. Oh, hey, Tim, how's it going? He goes in to talk to grandma. And, like, where does this come from?
I know.
Where does it, why, and it was just so,
yeah.
There was nothing scary or funny or creepy or weird about this dream.
Which is what makes me,
setting.
Which is what makes me open to we're in a simulation or a dream, because in your dreams you accept the strangest things as normal and it feels just like this life. So maybe we're in something right now that we're going to wake up from
Inception.
And go...
Inception.
Yeah, just like, oh my God, I was a radio guy and had no hair. And
it just makes that whole... It's so mundane.
Yeah. I really
no
am fascinated
thinking that.
Whether there is purpose. Now, like, if you have a big test coming up or something and you dream about it, makes sense. But in general, do your little connections just pop? They just fire off, and now you're dreaming about your grandma, and then pop, there goes your cousin Tim, and it's crazy.
And like, her living room was down to the perfect detail.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Somehow your mind created that.
Yeah, like everything was just down to the absolute perfect detail, and. Like, I hadn't, you know, somebody will say, like, oh, did you mention your grandma or did you see a picture of your grandma that day or something? No. Like, oh, well, everybody always tries to explain dreams. Well, so this happened and triggered that, or this happened and it's triggered this. How could that How could that situation, which is one of 100 that we go through every single night, be triggered by anything?
Yeah, what's your brain doing with the dreams that we don't remember? Because you really only remember REM sleep, right? But yeah, you dream the whole night, I would assume.
I think you only dream during REM.
I think you only dream during REM.
Well,
but
I had that completely wrong.
But you go through REM
multiple
times.
More than you would think.
Yeah. And I'm not a big dream rememberer. I don't remember very many dreams. But, again, the ones I do, a lot of times, are just mundane and boring. But, like, mundane and boring in the dream. But if I do remember it, it's just totally bizarre.
You know it's mundane and boring, but it's freaking me out right now?
What's
your hoodie. Tony's wearing a hoodie that says Senior 21.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning Grace graduates in 2021.
Correct.
And that, I know that. I know it's 2020. I know that I have a almost 16-year-old and almost 26-year-old. I know I'm 56.
Yeah.
But sometimes when I see things like that, I'm like, 21?
21.
Is it just me, or was 2020 like a year that you guys would think of in like 2013 and be like, oh, that's a long time away?
Yes.
Like, this was the milestone.
Yes.
And now we're in it, and it's the worst year ever.
Yep. Yep.
It's kind of a bummer.
I've been thinking about 2020 since 2000.
And nothing.
Because thinking about my 20th anniversary.
And nothing's really that different.
Right.
Like, if you made a movie in the year 1990 about 2020, it would have had flying cars and spaceships.
If you take away the iPhone,
yeah,
which is a big thing to take away.
Right.
But if you take that away, cars are pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm.
Buses, planes.
We have a little bit better medicine, but nothing.
We haven't cured cancer.
We haven't cured cancer. Mm-hmm. We haven't cured AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
We treat them a lot better, but we've made progress. I'm not trying to put down the but we haven't made some gigantic evolution.
And I would argue that other than technology, we've gone backwards. I think as people, the way we treat each other and ourselves, I think, has gone backwards since 1990. I think if we went back and we lived a month in 1990, we would be, especially you, Rach, would be shocked at how relatively kind and courteous everyone was, and how well everyone got along, and how people who were really extreme were really extreme. They were really far out there.
Well, and I've said this before, and I've gotten crushed for saying it, but I can only go by my experience. And when I was a kid, and not just a little kid, but all the way through high school and into college, you know, I grew up in a neighborhood that was very diverse. So every sports team I ever played on was 50-50 as far as like black kids and white kids. And I went to college and I had sweet mates and friends that were black, and I had friends that were gay. And, you know, this was the 90s. And I felt like racism and all
over.
That was over. It was like I can't even believe people ever were like that. And I feel like it's gotten worse. Like, people act like, oh, it's 2020. We've come such a long way. We're fighting racism harder than ever. I only have my little worldview to go by, my own experiences. But we weren't even talking about it then. And we weren't talking about it because we were hiding it. We were talking about it because it didn't exist. In my world, it did not exist. The kids, some of the smartest kids in my school were black kids and the best players on the team and my best friends. And it just wasn't something it didn't even occur to us.
I think my biggest evolution, which, Rach, we've talked about a lot over the years, is that I don't know how much of it was I didn't want to see it, or I just didn't see it, but in my personal life and on the show, if someone said, well, you know, I mean, being black today is much harder than being white, I would have fought against it and did. I would have said, like, oh, come on. It's not Jim Crow anymore. It's not even 1964 anymore. Things are equal. Let's move on, shall we? And in the past few years, I have really come around to, oh, I was wrong. It really is much more difficult. That has been a change for me. But I agree with you that when I was in college and law school, I never felt anything strange about being in diverse groups. And my best friend and best man was a black guy from Jersey. And he and I had a very epic argument about affirmative action. And it was the only time we ever got in a big fight. And I look back now and I'm like, I was wrong about that.
Well, yeah. And again, I was in a community where we were all together. So was it very different in other places? I'm sure it absolutely was. And where the experience is a lot different in other areas, I'm absolutely sure it was.
But I think, let me just say this, and people may get mad at me for this, but I think outside of some horrific things that have happened, I think that's why it's so front and center now is, and I'll just speak for myself, that I am for the first time really understanding the best I can how things have been different and are different. And it's very uncomfortable.
Yeah, does that make sense? Uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable to admit you're wrong. It's uncomfortable to admit that things aren't the way you thought that they were. I still am not signed on to everything that's, you know, like all the protests and the riots, and let's tear down statues or things like that. I'm not, you know, that person, but I'm definitely grappling with how did you not see this for so long? You know, makes you think, what else do you not see? And I know when I saw Bombshell, and having a 15-year-old daughter who will be 25 in a heartbeat and in the workforce, that affected me too. Like, had you asked me at any point in my life, is this a thing? I would have said, sure. But watching that movie and seeing it played out in a dramatic way, just like, damn.
Yeah, it makes you wonder how much, like, you know, you talk about representation and diversity and things like film and television and stuff. And we're always like, well, the best people will always get the best roles and this and this. And that could be true. But then you just bring up a story like that, Bombshell, which really exposed what was going on at Fox News at the time, however accurately, but it got you thinking about like workplace dynamics and stuff like that. Representation in media is important because it can help open people's minds and like expose you to things that you didn't see before or feel before. I think the internet, you know, you said you take away the iPhone, we haven't really evolved. The iPhone stands for the internet, right? And having the internet in the palm of our hand. I always say, issues came back up that like a lot of people just were like, well, that's not a thing. And then people get to share their experiences and you realize more and more like, ooh, just because this doesn't directly affect me or directly affect my community doesn't mean that it's not an issue.
Yeah, I guess what I'm saying is it felt like we had all agreed that it was.
I agree with you.
That was a thing of
in the past
and we have evolved past it. And it did exist.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly didn't think there was no such thing as racism. We knew that, but it felt like we were all working together to get rid of it. And now what was left of it?
And there were like eight people left in the world who were really racist.
And now it feels like we don't work. Now it doesn't feel that way anymore. Now it doesn't feel like we're all on the same team. We're working together.
What do you guys think happened?
I don't know. That's a great question. I don't know. That's kind of my point, is that I don't know what happened where it went from like, if you still have those beliefs, if you still have a grandparent who's really racist, like those people are old and dying and we need to make sure this never comes back. And it kind of felt like we were all working towards that. And now it feels like we're fighting each other and I don't know. Maybe I've brought this up before and I get crushed every time. I'm sure I'll get crushed again for not understanding. But I honestly felt like when I was growing up, we thought that racism was dumb and dying and working together to finish it off. And now it feels like we're fighting all the time about it. It feels like that we're not all on the same team anymore.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.